right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Sussman.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Sussman, and you're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show, the show that makes a difference, the show that hopefully will inspire you to look at things in a different way, to start to see possibilities where you didn't see them before. And every week I invite various individuals that I consider cutting-edge thought leaders, people who are trailblazers. And today my guests are David Dassinger and Tamara Green. They're co-founders of Loving Meditations. And they have an interesting story. First of all, David is a featured author and Grammy-nominated composer who has scored inspiring music for America's most celebrated sporting events and television shows. And actually, over 1 billion people have heard his music. And Tamara, his wife's an author, speaker, trainer, and dubbed by Elle magazine as a soul-centered psychotherapist and meditation facilitator. And together they've shared their journey as David had cancer and Tamara was placed in the role of caregiver. And they've created this Loving Meditation app, and they have a new book out called Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond. And I think all of us will benefit, no matter what stage we are in our life, regardless of whether we have a life-threatening illness. I think it pertains to everything we do. So welcome, David and Tamara, to the Inspire Possibility Show. Thanks for being our guest.
No, thanks, Mark. It's great to be here talking to you.
Yes, and I love the title of your show.
Well, thank you. Yes, and that's really what I think we're all trying to do, is to inspire possibilities. It gets us excited. It gives us hope. And it sounds like we talked a little bit off air that you had a journey, an adventure still going on, and that what you learned from that could be a great benefit to many others. And it sounds like, David, you had had or still do an amazing career as a composer. And then what happened? Did you all of a sudden get this diagnosis, or how did that dovetail?
It pretty much came out of the blue. I was walking around with metastatic cancer. I had no clue whatsoever that this was going on until I went for a haircut. And the barber noticed a lump on the side of my neck, and he pointed it out to me, and I looked in the mirror, and I was shocked because I had just didn't feel it. So that led me on this initial journey of diagnosis, which it includes a lot of invasive testing, and took quite a few of those to get to the point where the doctor walked in the room and said, "You have stage 4 cancer," and there's no manual for that, right? We just were floored and kind of stunned. I know I wasn't thinking clearly in that moment, so thankfully Tamara was there, and she was able to at least receive and process some of the information, because you are certainly bombarded with a lot of information, and they wanted to fast-track treatment, so a lot to take in a short amount of time.
And Tamara, your background is a social worker, so you kind of have already the experience as a caregiver. And what was it like for you when David got this diagnosis?
Right. I mean, it's certainly different when it's happening in your own personal life versus, you know, clients, you know, a little bit different. But 4 days prior to hearing you have stage four cancer, David, our son was diagnosed with Lyme disease. So it was,
wow.
A lot going on in my head at that moment. So when David got the diagnosis of stage four cancer, I did take about 30 to 60 seconds of just an explosion going off in my mind. Wait a minute, what are you telling, what are you saying? My husband is so, you know, he eats clean, he's super fit, he's, you know, he's a poster child for health, and you're telling me he has stage four, telling us you have stage four cancer. So after I got over the initial shock, like David was in, I was able to, you know, really zero in and focus in on the instructions that were given to us, because it was clear that they weren't wasting any time. We, you know, David needed treatment right away, so it was happening fast. But as a psychotherapist, you know, I wasn't quite in that mode yet for the first couple of weeks maybe, but it certainly did kick in later after I lost a couple of weeks of sleep with worry and overwhelm. But then I realized, you know what, I can be doing exactly what I tell my own clients to do in the same situation. Let me get back on track with my, you know, meditation or my great gratitude practice, and that really makes a huge difference. It was a shift that I needed to make in order to be there for my two guys.
So you already had a spiritual path that kind of you got distracted from for a while when you got the initial diagnosis, and then you got back into that to kind of help ground you. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, and I want to say this, because it's important for people to know that even if you don't have, you know, some kind of a spiritual practice like mindfulness or meditation, it's okay. If you don't have it in your background, that's fine. You can still, you know, use mindfulness and meditation. You can start, and it can truly benefit. You don't have to have the background of it when you're going through some kind of a challenge. But it might be super motivating to actually... Well, you know, isn't it interesting, Mark, how it really does take some kind of event, traumatic event or shock to the system to actually make some pretty big changes? So
totally.
This is a perfect opportunity
I mean,
to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, no, I agree with you. I wonder if without them, if we could have made the changes we do. I don't think we could have. Because
right.
it creates a unique opportunity where we have to really do a lot of soul searching. How long ago was this?
This the diagnosis was in September of 2013, and the treatment lasted through till surgery in March of 2014.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing really well since then.
Yeah, all clear since then, and it was kind of a funny moment, just to backtrack a little bit, Tamara, and I had created meditations, kind of a mindful video series on a YouTube channel prior to this whole cancer journey. And so we've been doing it for a while, and I did start to incorporate mindful and meditative tools during treatment and even post-treatment. So if you fast forward to the follow-up visit with my oncologist, he was curious. He's like, how did you come through this so well? You look great. You sound great. Most people have really serious side effects. And I mentioned to him that I had been using these mindfulness and meditation tools. He's like, his eyes opened wide, and he said, I want that from all my patients. And our collective light bulb went off, because we realized we can create meditations. We've walked in the shoes of the cancer patient and the caregiver. We wanted to pay it forward, and that's how Loving Meditations was born.
So give me an example of what some of these meditations are.
Sure. We having been through it, know some of the typical concerns and problems that cancer patients and their caregivers go through, and those include sleep, stress and anxiety for the patient, nausea, and dealing with some of the side effects of chemo. And in general, just we have a lot of breath work that's easy to do in the waiting room or in the infusion center. So we kind of make it very simple. It's a matter of taking your device, putting on the app, and put your earbuds in and press play.
And for the caregiver,
how many apps are there? I'm just curious of the Loving Meditations. How many different?
We have about 30 different programs, ranging from a couple of minutes to 20 some odd minutes. Some of them are 1 minute tips, and some of them are more involved and lengthy guided meditations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, for the caregiver, because the app, you can actually sign on as a patient or a survivor, or as a caregiver, and you still have access to all of the meditations, but it just targets more programs for the caregiver or patient if you sign in that way. And for the caregiver, you know, we experience things like overwhelm or exhaustion or something called compassion fatigue. And so we have that actually address those or worry or fear, you know, but addresses those types of issues. And we also feature on the. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a fun feature on the app called the Advisor, where it gives questions like, you know, are you worried? And then you swipe right or left, you know, yes or no, or are you upset or overwhelmed or in pain? And then what it does as you answer the question, it leads you to the meditation or meditations that. That are perfect for you in that moment. So you don't even have to figure it out. All you have to do is just answer the questions, and you'll get the program that's just right for you in that moment.
Wow. So the big question is how do people get these apps?
Well, we have a page that makes it very easy to do that. It's called calmcancerstress.com. So calmcancerstress.com. And that will take you right to a way to access the iOS version or the web app. And with the web app, you can view it on any device. It doesn't have to be an Apple device.
Mm-hmm. So they just go ahead and type that in if they say on their computer. They do a search under apps for that?
Well, it's on the App Store, but if you type in Calm Cancer Stress, .com, it'll take you right to a page that's just really straightforward to accessing the app, which is a free download, has a premium content, but there are about 9 videos that come free with the download.
Wow. And are you still like creating new ones, or this was completed a while ago?
No, it's a work in progress. We're really part of the fun and the adventure of it is to create new and different, not only meditations, but other programs that are kind of mindful and calming. So the one that we just completed has got no speaking, no words, but it has an amazing singer whose voice is angelic. And I just created some music to go under her voice and a very simple, almost static image. And we created it just to take the listener on a journey. Like, you can create your own experience. We're not telling you where to go, what to do, how to feel, but it's just kind of open-ended to create a very individualized meditative experience.
You will get blissed out listening to it.
Pardon me?
You will get very blissed out listening to it. It's really beautiful.
And what's that one called, that particular piece, the meditation?
That one is called Limitless.
And you were saying that before we started the show, that a lot of these meditations can really be used for everybody. You don't have to have a life-threatening diagnosis. I mean, Limitless. Tell me more about that one.
You know, the title comes from the fact that we are limitless. That you know, as infinite beings, we're capable of anything. And so, in the spirit of keeping a very open-ended approach to that particular piece, limitless seemed like a very appropriate title. Christine Powers' voice, who's the singer on the track, just takes you on a heavenly, you know, celestial journey. And I think that the net effect is that we inspire the feeling that anything's possible and we are limitless beings.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to listen to that. So to do that, I need to have the app first and then I can go to that? Or can I do that without getting the app? Or what's the process?
It's on the app. The easiest way to access it is by downloading the app. And if you download it, you'll see it there as one of the programs on our menu of
right.
Meditations.
Right. So again, get the app in your app store. It's Loving Meditations, and it sounds great. So, and you have a book coming out, and tell me about the book.
Yeah, it's
Live
called
Calm with Cancer and Beyond.
Right. Yes. And so David and I decided to write a book. We did some research and we haven't found any other book. Even our app is like that as well. So there's nothing else out there like that. He is talking or writing from the perspective of the patient, and I'm writing from the perspective of the caregiver, but yet we go through each stage together, you know, like before diagnosis and then diagnosis and treatment and, you know, what the particular challenges are in those stages. So we're really using our own experiences and bringing them both in. So it gives the patient an idea of what the caregiver is going through, and it certainly gives the caregiver a great idea in terms of what the patient is going through. It also, you know, tells a lot of, you know, we share quite a bit about our feelings and what's going on, so it's a pretty intimate journey that we're taking you on, but it's also filled with really quick and easy, mindful, lots of mindful tools for your toolbox and meditations at the end of each chapter.
And when the book, I understand, is coming out next week or soon?
Yep.
It launches on November 30th.
Uh-huh. And how do people get the book? That's always a big question.
Sure. Well, I would direct them to our special page for the book, and that is livecalmwithcancer.com. So livecalm, C-A-L-M, withcancer.com. And that will have, especially after November 30th, it will have direct links to be able to get the book.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm curious about? It sounds like you just have taken something that's, in some ways, you know, many people's nightmare into like an opportunity, into an awakening. And what advice do you have for people going through this? Be your words of wisdom. I mean, let's start with you, Tamara. What would you, as a caregiver, what would be your wisdom?
Yeah, you know, like I was talking about before, any challenge that we come across is always an opportunity for personal growth and discovery. So when you're, you know, being hit with those words, you know, some kind of illness or a situation or death or whatever it may be that you're experiencing, know that it is an opportunity for your own personal growth, that it's actually probably happening for that reason. So as soon as you can, start to look at the benefits. You're not going to always, you know, be in that mode of looking for the benefits of the situation or looking for the gift. But
right.
You certainly can find them when you look for them, because every situation does have a degree of benefit. And I feel like our job as human beings is to actually look at those gifts and benefits. But one quick point here on how to actually get there, if you're feeling pretty stressed and overwhelmed or upset or in fear or whatever, is to go ahead and label what's going on. I'm scared. I'm really scared. And keep repeating it over and over and over, or I'm angry, or I'm upset, or whatever emotion you're having. And that actually becomes a form of release. And then you can actually go to, okay, what's the benefit here? What am I getting out of this? Because there is something you're getting out of it. You just have to look at it that way.
And are you saying this from the perspective as a caregiver right now?
Both.
What is the benefit that I'm getting out of this, or as a patient, or both?
Both, absolutely both. But there's no question that as a caregiver, and this was my first experience of being, you know, this kind of a caregiver where, you
exactly.
know, two people in my loved ones and my immediate family was really needing my help quite a bit. I really did get a lot out of this experience. It was a lot of gifts that came out of it for me. But that's because I was actually looking at it that way, too. I was looking for the benefits, and you always do find them when you look.
Yeah, definitely. Or yeah, just to have a different perspective and to look at, again, sometimes people think about life being unfair as opposed to, okay, this happened. Where do I go from here?
Right. And
what is the gift here?
I have found, too, that the sooner you're able to look for the gift, something internally shifts. When you're looking for the gift, you're operating from a place of, you know, it's the same thing as a gratitude practice, right? You actually create an internal shift, which then eases your way. It's one of the things that we talk about in our book and our app. It eases your way. It makes it easier. So the sooner you get there, or the more often you actually ask yourself that question when you're going through, you know, a big challenge, there's something that happens that makes it easier to go through.
I totally agree. I mean, I always, I have a gratitude practice, and it really, it just shifts your focus from what is not working in your life to what is, and to, it's a blessing. I mean, another thing I do is I always ask myself, I wonder what the highlight of my day is going to be. So that I'm always looking for the good in every situation, and there's always a good. No matter what it is, it could be in the darkest moment, but maybe there's a smile, and there's a moment that gives you joy. I've done that, so I do my meditation, do the gratitude, and then the highlight of the day. Now, the highlight of the day has only I started doing that once I got into the work I do since in 2001, but up to then, I had done somewhat of a gratitude practice and meditation, but I like the highlight of the day to really look, because it really gets you to look at the good in the situation, which is some way similar to the gratitude practice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for you would be your ask for the gift. And what about for David? What would be your wisdom?
Well, we're definitely touching on this, and I would add to that that, you know, bottoming out, whether it's a serious illness or it could be divorce or the death of a loved one or losing a job or any number of things, it's on one hand it may be a horrible experience, but they are all unique opportunities to press the reset switch and reinvent ourselves. And look at, what can I do or be different, and how can I have some power during this time when I may be feeling powerless. And, we do still always have the power and the choice to be who we are in any given moment or any given situation. So I'd say that, we can choose to approach it with grace and gratitude, and to be an allowance instead of resistance. And we can choose to ask questions, you know, what's the gift in this? Or, you know, who can I be different in this situation that may open up different possibilities and different outcomes?
So were you able to, in your situation, were you able to, I would imagine it took you a while to get to this place of this perspective, that it wasn't your initial reaction.
Yes, that's absolutely true. The initial reaction I had was, I want my life back, right? I just want everything to go back to where it was. And then I realized, you know, I drew on a love I have for stories of extreme epic survival adventures. And I'd always been a fan of them, whether it was Shackleton in Antarctica or someone climbing Mount Everest. And then I chose to look at my cancer journey as an epic survival adventure. And when I shifted the perspective on that, it really started to change the whole experience and gave me a sense of I wouldn't say fun, but at least that I was, you know, I was in a different position. I wasn't the victim anymore. I was actually, you know, the intrepid explorer going into uncharted territory.
Well, that's a great perspective. The explorer, the adventurer, new horizons. So is there anything else? So again, what you're looking at, David, this whole thing as an adventure. Is that kind of what I'm getting? Your insight, when something happens to somebody, you say to, you know, look at this as an adventure. Whereas Hamra is talking about a gift. Are you? It sounds like you're saying kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, using the word adventure, it's probably not quite as appropriate as saying this is an extreme survival opportunity to not only see what you're capable of on a spiritual and emotional level, but also what is your body capable of, and also to really respect and to appreciate all the things that your body does, certainly when it's being subjected to very intense medical treatment. It really opens up a whole other conversation about, you know, the body and the miracles that it's capable of, and also the resiliency. So I think what I'm taking away from that is there are many stories of incredibly resilient people who have done things that were not thought possible, whether it was breaking the 4-minute mile or the first summit of Mount Everest. And humans are, you know, capable of amazing things if we kind of let go of the limitations and beliefs that that sometimes shackle us. So that's kind of where I was coming from. Like, let me just treat this like an epic survival opportunity, and, you know, not buy into any perceived, you know, ideas of what the outcome is going to be.
Wow. So I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show, and the guests today are David Dassinger and Tamra Green, and they have the Loving Meditations app that sounds fantastic, and a new book that's going to be released November 30th, Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond, and that is also the name of their website for the book. Do you have an individual website also for people?
We
to
do.
Get
we have lovingmeditations.com. You can access the app, the book, find out more about us and what we do for healthcare providers, patients, caregivers. It's all under lovingmeditations.com.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for both for being on the show and allowing me the opportunity to kind of get to know your journey and your what you really have been through, and your insights and wisdom. And it's great to when people are willing to be vulnerable, to share their journey with others. And I think we all grow from that, and also it provides a resource for others who are going through similar situations, or again, just other situations where they're challenged in life with again, as you mentioned, a divorce or a career change, and or a loss of a loved one, and that it's the way life is. We're all going to have these challenges. Many of them are unexpected, and we get to look deep inside and kind of reveal what our real human side is. So thank you so much for your willingness to have this conversation.
Well, thank you, Mark. It was great to be here and talk to you today.
Yeah, really wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you again. And to you out there, remember every week I have other guests that are inspiring and amazing. And in the meantime, until next week, journey on.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.